Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This is SDORC Dirt Radio, and this hour is brought to you by the good folks at Southwest Point of Sale. You know, we're having all kinds of problem hiring people, so you know what? Do like the big boys are doing. Go with a checkout system that is self. No people, no hires. If they don't want to work, fine. Go with the self-checkout. Big boys are doing it. Walmart, Home Depot, and Costco, and it's working out swimmingly. And if you're worried about it, just call 800-540-2149. Talk to Jeff, Mark, Beth, Ted, or Tony. They will walk you through it 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Go ahead, jump into the new world with self-checkout grocery stores. Your employees won't call in sick, and you don't need to give them annual pay raises, not even medical. Also, are we still rolling around with our good folks over at Alpha Site Logistics?
Yes, we are.
What we do without them, because when you're out in the desert, you need portable toilets, hand washing stations, hand wash trailers, shade trees, dumpsters, and a whole lot more. They're serving Imperial Valley for over 20 years. Give them a call, 760-352-8383. That's 760-352-8383, and ask for a quote. Or you can go to SDORC Dirt Radio and get more information on them if you can't remember that number. Audrey Mason in the house, and Crash Clyde Cup is here as well, commonly known as Ed Stoven.
Broken Ed.
I'm feeling much better today, thank you.
Yes, you are. Your memory is terrible. He was talking to the BLM this weekend and forgot to mention he's on radio. So
yeah.
He's going in for psychiatric.
I didn't want to scare them.
He's going in for psychiatric on Monday to see if all of his marbles are still in the same box.
Yeah. We are referring to the Bureau of Land Management when we say BLM.
Yes, make sure you understand that.
People who manage a lot of land in this country. I think it's like 1 out of 8 acres.
Not the other one that has $4 million in acreage. This is just one that takes care of your off-road
This
needs.
Is the land out in the desert, mountains and plains. Oh,
and
by the way.
It's interesting they were out looking around, so it's good that they're engaged, they're involved.
They're engaged. And, you know, I talked to two people, and they're nice people. Dan Kasang, he's the outdoor recreation planner for the Palm Springs BLM office. Mm-hmm. And Tristan is the state national conservation land lead. And she wanted to look at the Pacific Crest Trail, which crosses BLM land. And I didn't realize that. I thought it was only in the Cleveland National Forest.
So you learned something.
And then it goes to Anza Borrego.
Did you take him on the tour?
I didn't. You know what's funny is we met down at Pio Pico Campground, which is where the Otay Mountain Truck Trail starts from the west side, and the trail was closed there. There was a guy at his truck parked right in the entrance, and they were doing road work on the trail, and they have a deal with the Border Patrol. Mm. So it was, and I'm sure we could have talked our way through, but I didn't really want to drive all the way over. I'm still a little sensitive.
Yeah.
And they decided to drive around the other way. What's funny about Dan is I met him online because I commented on Palm Springs State Parks grant request. They were looking for a few $100,000 for restoration and for law enforcement. And I wrote a comment saying, I don't mind them doing that, but I wish the office would get a grant for something that helps off-roading. That's more, you know, like a planning grant or a ground operations grant, which they didn't do. And he wrote back kind of a nice letter saying, you know, they need to do this other stuff. When I talked to him in person, he reminded me that they have a planning grant in the works right now, and that planning grants last for 3 years.
Ooh.
The ground operation grants are annual, but restoration and planning go for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So they're working on one of those. And, you know, I didn't know how he would receive me, and I didn't know what he was like. It turns out he's a nice guy, just wants to help. And, you know, I may have looked a little harsh in my comment, but I'm generally a nice guy, particularly when I talk to agency staff. I'm not one of those guys who beats on his chest and yells at people. I want to get along. So we talked for about an hour. And there's a project we're working on, and I talked to him. Actually, there's two projects. There's the cleanup we want to do out there. So he explained to me that he's the guy I would talk to about getting permission to do it, and he explained how we would do that. It's fairly straightforward. Yep. And Audrey here on the radio, she knows about it because she's done that with a different BLM office with El Centro.
Yes. Yeah, several times. Every time we do a cleanup, we get a letter of agreement. It's basically our quote-unquote permit. It's like a permit, but it's our letter of agreement to work with the BLM on their land.
But it's a less difficult thing to get than a permit.
It's
just like we want to just help you. They say, okay, we know you're there. Go ahead and do what you want to do.
Yeah, and per Dave on air, we were. I got a hold of the San Diego County Gun Owners Association, Rich Umel, and it looks like we're going to team up with them and do a cleanup early February out there in Otay is what we're going to.
February?
I mean, I'm sorry.
Oh, September? Okay.
September is what we're talking about.
I told Dan we were thinking about September, so I'm kind of looking forward. Like start at Pio Pico and drive across. Oh, you know, that just reminded me. We should contact the Border Patrol and make sure they're not doing anything on the day we want to be there.
Yeah, that will be
and
part
of the
letter
of agreement.
Know
that there's going to be a lot of people there and that not to be upset. Yeah. So that'll be part of
we'll definitely keep you informed and let you know when we get out there and do that. It is the Palm Springs office, but they do cover a lot of San Diego County, I think, with what
it's kind of a weird thing that they have the western side of San Diego County and the south and the west. And I asked the BLM office manager years back, like, how come? And I talked, it was Tom Zale who managed El Centro. And I go, how come you guys don't have this? Oh, the guy before me. They sat down in a meeting and they said, oh, we don't want that. Give it to Palm Springs. It was as simple as that. And so it went to Palm Springs.
Wow.
The Palm Spring guys wasn't in the meeting. And so he got it.
Sure.
You know how that goes? Like Rick Moore, he
wasn't at the meeting. You're going to be in charge. It's just that simple.
Get all kind of things delegated to you.
That's right.
So I have an announcement to make. I just found out last week that I have been appointed to the San Diego County Fish and Wildlife Advisory Commission.
Congratulations.
So you guys can now address me as Commissioner Stoven.
Only if you tell them that you have a radio show.
I will tell everyone.
That is so fantastic.
What fun. I applied for it in December.
Yeah.
After Joel got elected county supervisor.
Yeah.
I actually applied for three different places. I applied for the Planning Commission, which I really wanted, but I didn't know if I was qualified for. And then I applied for the Parks Commission and then the Fish and Wildlife.
Wow.
So I got this. And for those of you who don't know, we're toying with the idea of trying to get an off-road park. And I thought this might help move it through the agency system.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, if you need a subcommittee guy, I can help you with that because I know what the EVOC's all about. I know what we need. And, you know, I know what it would take to cover all the bases so that everybody benefits from it, not just one entity.
Yeah.
So we'll keep you on the team, Dave.
Keep me on the team. I got a little bit of news as well. I was at a meeting last week with Joseph Luciano, who is a local guy that is running for governor. And we had a chance to do a Q&A at his event up in Del Mar. And my first question out of the box was, what are you going to do for the off-road community? And he goes,
awesome.
He goes, what do you mean? I says, well, right now we've got the Sierra Club. And I got all kinds of booze.
They're beating us up.
They're doing everything they can to shut us all down to where we can't go out and enjoy the land that belongs to us. He says, I'm behind you guys 100%. He says, if I get into the governor's seat, I'll veto anything that has anything to do with closing. I says, how about Pismo Beach? He says, definitely Pismo Beach. So,
well, we need help in Pismo Beach, and we need help in Carnegie.
Everywhere. Yeah, we need
and
help everywhere.
We'll be talking about Carnegie today. Pismo, I mean, there's no new developments, but there's lots of stuff going. There's stuff going on.
All right, let's go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, we've got a whole lot more right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome to FDORC Dirt Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
By the way, folks, if you have broken ribs, you do not want to ride with Audrey. Because she likes to brake check to see how the pain is and then laughs at you. Poor Edward.
I'm feeling fine. I'm all better now.
Yeah, I know. You're awful red, but that's okay.
Ed.
Yeah, but you're still laughing. You got to stop the laughing. You got to put a lid on that.
Audrey's so much fun. It doesn't matter.
All right. Well, hey, we were just congratulating Ed for, what's your title again?
I am a Fish and Wildlife Advisory Commissioner for San Diego County.
You're it? You're the only one?
I'm one of 10.
Do you get an office?
A secretary, a car, an office.
Ooh,
I get everything.
Four-wheel drive Jeep.
Yeah, I think I get like my costs
have
reimbursed.
Have you read your packet?
I've reviewed some of it,
okay,
yes.
So you haven't read your packet. Typical politics.
So there's five.
This just happened. This is big news.
This is 2 days
this
ago.
This is 2 days ago.
There's five county supervisors in San Diego County, and each one appoints two people to this commission.
Right.
So you know who's one of the other guys on it? Is Jack Bransford. Do you know Jack?
Oh, yeah.
From San Diego Wildlife Federation?
Cool.
So he's on there.
So you got a couple. So
we'll build a little coalition.
Yeah. That sounds excellent.
Yeah.
Do you know who
that'd
he is?
Be great.
He's come to meetings before.
All right, now you have to get a grant for radio.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever thinking. Nobody's outrage. Ever thinking but me.
I like that.
See?
Oh, Ed, let's
we could have
grant.
Their own segment weekly or weekly. We'll charge them 10 grand.
What do we?
You can get a new Jeep.
It would be about.
You know what they do? They collect money from fines from people that have fish and wildlife.
Yeah, they do something wrong.
They have the money in a pool, and then they redistribute it in the form of grants for people that want to do positive things for the species. Okay, this is old news to you, but I'm learning
about
as
trout,
I go.
Minnows.
I think butterflies is our biggest concern
like
and issues. Me too. But
I
think that's what gets a lot of trails shut down.
What about
for us. Two trails that I can think of right off the bat or because of butterflies.
And if we
can have a commissioner actually talk about how it doesn't.
Let's save the butterflies. And by the way, never, never, never put honey in your hummingbird feeder. You know, honey and water.
Yeah.
Because it puts little polyps on their tongue and then they can't kill them.
Yeah, it'll kill
sugar
them.
Sugar and water.
Yeah.
1 to 4.
Yep.
And no dyes.
Yeah.
They don't care what color it is.
No.
Trust me. Just have to throw it out there.
Yeah.
And speaking of butterflies, you know who we could have on? You're going to think this is funny. For as a guest, Jason Austell, the news guy on KUSI.
Yeah.
He raises them.
He raises
gets
butterflies?
The milkweed. He's got special hangers for the little pods up before. He has it all, and nobody knows more about those little rascals than he does. So
really, he's a butterfly expert.
Put him on a subcommittee.
It's crazy.
I like to sit down
when
and
you
ask
think about
him.
The migration that happens in Ocotillo Wells, though. Every
have
year.
You been out there when the monarchs go flying? The air is thick with monarch butterflies.
There's a place up in Elfin Forest that I went to one time. There's a whole grove of, I think they're eucalyptus. I'm not sure what trees. That place is packed with monarchs.
Really?
Oh, so it's, interesting.
It gives me goosebumps. I love them.
Wow.
And the zoo, they do a really nice job.
You know, some years back, I looked at the map, and I saw the BLM manages this one area. And I thought, that would make a great off-road area. So I went over there to look at it, and I pull off, and I look, and there's like a valley, and this would just be perfect. I go like 100 feet and I see the kiosk, you know, the thing on the ground, and it talks about the endangered species butterfly that lives right here. Okay.
So much for
that good idea.
Yeah.
You can't, I mean, it's already on the list.
Yeah, so you can't.
Like, just forget that. That's critical habitat.
I don't have a problem with that because there's other land out there that you can utilize. But, I mean, we've already infringed.
Yes.
We have
infringed
animals
plenty.
And insects of the world. Okay, we have already tromped down as much as we possibly can. We do need to kind of pull back a little bit and say, "Hey, this is yours," you know, and we can go places where they don't go.
Yes, yes. But we do have millions of acres of wilderness in California. Well, we have the most wilderness in the entire nation.
That's why I'm saying what I'm saying. And they don't all, they're not trying to make more.
I want to play the devil's advocate here and be on the other side of that argument, because at the same time, it does extremely limit our access to areas. It limits, and then we can get back to what I was talking about the other week with government overreach, because then that comes into your property and how it delegates and everything. So
the endangered species has to be there so that you could prove that we need to stay away from it so it'll grow back up. I get that. But if you can't find a lost lizard and you've been looking for 40 years, you got to give it up, okay? Because the little guy's gone. He's packed his bags and he's moved up and moved to, you know, Tijuana.
Yeah, yeah. But I think that we can work hand in hand, and we can have protected areas next to where we have public access areas with limited use trails.
But don't you agree it has to be done logically? You
know? Yes, yes, 100%. Yeah. And it's all about education and resource. We can't just shut down and keep people out of it because of certain species
and
or
we need
different,
to teach in
different
school.
Things like this when it comes to...
We need to teach in school about critters and all the different little guys, you know, like, you know, if you got a gopher snake running through your yard, you don't want to go kill it.
No,
you know, but the kids don't know which is which. They don't know what, you know, because everybody hates snakes.
Because the gartners and the gophers act like rattlers.
That's right.
And they look like it, but they hiss and they try and make a noise with that as they're hissing, and then they shake their tail at the same way. My mom was freaking out. I went over and picked it up, caught it.
If it doesn't have a rattle, I'll pick it up.
Yeah, me too.
But they try to rattle.
They can bite me all they want. They try.
So Dave, what you're trying to say is if there's good science that justifies what they want to do, then what do you do? And we've been a victim of what's called junk science, where the environmentalists sort of, they make up stuff.
COVID?
No, this is years back. They would make up stuff. COVID?
How about Pismo Beach silica dust?
Yeah,
because we're 20 years deep of silica, and there's
example.
No proven silica
and
in
it comes
there
out the exhaust pipes of only CJs.
Yes.
Yeah, the air pollution people are crying over toxic dust at Oceana Dunes.
It's not crying over it.
We're going to close everything. You need to do this and that and this and that. And then the Scripps Institute of Oceanography did a study. No, it's dust, but it's not toxic.
It's not silica.
It's not toxic.
We're not talking to you because you're not going along with our agenda. No, we got to talk to somebody that, I agree. And I'm glad to see you're on this because you will bring a clear-headed, black and white mindset to a program that could very easily, they could have very easily hired somebody else that was strictly against
just somebody who has
open. The
wrong agenda.
Exactly.
And I have an objective perspective on this.
You do.
So you know what? This advisory works on something called the MSCP, Multiple Species Conservation Program, which is in San Diego County.
Yep.
And they, instead of closing an area for one species, they look for areas that are rich in biological resources, and then they'll close it. And it's a great idea, but its implementation has been problematic. So the guy who does our mass email and website for SDRC, Jim McGarvey, when they lived in Lakeside, they had 4.5 acres. The back half of their property, they were not allowed to do anything with. They owned the land. They paid property taxes for the land. But it was designated as MSCP protected land. They couldn't do a darn thing with it. That hurts. That's private property.
So let me ask you
this. And I think that's overreaching.
I totally do, too. So let me ask you this. By being in this position, one of the things that just drives me crazy is the San Diego River down by Fashion Valley and what have you. And the reason they won't dredge that out is because they say some species live in there and you don't want to disturb them. It's okay to flood, you know, Fashion Valley and all the other areas there. So would that be something? Would your group get into that?
I'm not sure. But what's funny is the first grant that I saw in an email came from the San Diego River Foundation. Mm-hmm. It starts with an H.
And they want to leave it alone?
So what he wants to do is he wants to remove some trees, some non-indigenous trees. He wants to remove them and he wants to replace them with natural indigenous trees. And like on the first look, it seems like, oh, that's a great thing to do. But if you step back and you look at San Diego County, San Diego City, you look at all the houses, all the businesses, all the buildings, all the parks, they're full of nothing but invasive species.
Sure.
My house, I have trees around my house. They're not natural from San Diego. No. Everywhere there's
Hello,
invasive.
We're a desert.
So there's a million trees that are not natural around San Diego County. And there's this one, you know, 100-foot wide strip of San Diego River, and that is sacred. You can't have anything but natural there.
Do you think it's going to affect, because my wife was asking me this morning what they were doing with Qualcomm Stadium property. So I Googled it, and I showed her a picture of here's what the football stadium looks like, an old archaic football stadium, you know, that doesn't have anything. You know, it's just open like a college, but which is fine if that's what they want. And everything is built around it. And I mean, a lot of stuff is built around it. So there's no parking lot. There's not going to be any tailgating. But the San Diego River could very easily flood a lot of that property. So I'm wondering, by having that put in, if that's going to allow, all we need to do is do some dredging so the water will flow. Because when it doesn't flow, it overflows.
Yeah, I mean,
if it comes
I'll see how that
table,
I'll, we'll see how that comes, and I'll consult you because I'll have more than 1 minute to work on it.
Sure.
Because it's interesting, and maybe they'll put a wall
I think
or,
this
or
is,
a
you
pile
should
of rocks.
Be very proud of this. Now this is a no paid job, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a volunteer.
I hate to say it, but it's better that way.
Yeah.
That way, there's no. You know, there's nobody can say, well, the only reason Ed's doing it is because. No, of course, you know, you may have some people come knock on your door, you know, with a new, you know, red sticker bike or, you know, new gear. If you'll do this, and this. So this will show where your strength will
be.
Well, which way you're going to go.
Yeah, they'll be lining up dirt bikes and bikes.
I already know which way you're going to go. Yeah, you got too many.
Sure.
They're already in the kitchen.
That's easy to imagine.
The bedrooms. That's why nobody's allowed over.
Well, there's one in the living room. That's it.
All right, let's take a break and come back.
You want to?
Yeah.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Because we're on. We're
we got 45
seconds. We're 30 seconds from our break.
This is STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome to FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
I wasn't hot.
You're so hot.
I am warm in here, isn't it?
It is actually a little hot.
Turn on the AC today. Yeah. I was worried I need a sweater.
And this segment is brought to you by the Big Miller.
Yeah, Wayne Miller Mobile Tire out in Santee. He's there for any of your automotive needs. You need an oil change. You need an alignment done. You need to get new tires on your vehicle. You're stuck down on a construction site, broke down. You need your work truck. Get new tires on it. Semi-rig on the side of the freeway. Mm-hmm. Wayne Miller Mobile Tire in Santee, 619-596-2800.
And don't forget all you people out there that bought RVs, new and used, you need to write that phone number on the side of your RV because most of you folks don't know what to do with tires on an RV. They have an age limit. You can't have tires on longer than 7 years.
Yeah.
So if you have a blowout, you know, you just don't want any Tom, Dick, and Harry to come out and do your RV. You want it done right the first time. And Mr. Miller has all the tires in stock. If not, he can get them.
Yep, Monday through Friday.
Yep. And if you mention Audrey's name, Saturday and Sunday. Because she uses him 24/7, folks. I'm just here to tell you. All right, so
I can surprisingly say I haven't had any tire issues this last week. I know.
Wow. We're knocking on wood. We're
breaking records left and right.
But hey, the day's not over yet.
That's right.
And you already brake checked Ed, for God's sakes.
I know.
So
your Jeep has very effective braking.
Yes. I put his rig
very
back
effective.
In place.
Oh, is that why?
Well, yeah.
So hey, we got the Lost. We want to talk Lost Lizard. Or you got some more juicy stuff?
No, let's go with Lost Lizard because we're having a big fundraiser.
When is it?
November 13th,
Saturday
this year.
Yep.
It's a Saturday. And we're having a planning meeting on June 15th at Casino Inn in Alpine.
It's a public welcome.
Yes.
If you want to come help us, we'd love to have you.
We love you.
The food is delicious. Mm-hmm. Tuesday is karaoke night, so we're out on the patio.
And Audrey will be singing.
Hey, I did the other week.
Listen, you put a drink or two in Audrey, and she can carry a tune like a pickup truck.
Rip it.
I know how to have a great
Our
time.
Pre-entry is now open. Rick Moore, one of our great helpers, was the first to sign up.
I love it. He's going to be running checkpoint number one with the San Diego Outbacks. They're one of the first ones to volunteer. So the San Diego Outback 4x4 Club, I think, has partaked for at least the last 10 years straight, maybe even all of them, 16. I don't know for sure.
We didn't do pre-entry in the first ones. We barely had the internet back then.
Yeah, I know. the club, the San Diego Outbacks, as it's running a checkpoint.
They helped us.
I think that they've ran a checkpoint every single
lost
lizard.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I think that's what
Rick
said.
I chaired the first two lost lizards, and I don't remember who did a checkpoint on any of them.
Our last one was Deutsch Shocks. We had Vase Power Sports. We had Creeps and Jeeps, 4x4 Club, San Diego Outback 4x4 Club, and TDS 4x4
So TDS is already signed up.
Yep, we got
San Diego Outback is signed up.
Yep.
Jeeps and Creeps will probably help. They haven't officially said, but they probably will.
Yeah, they have to have a meeting and confirm because they need to confirm their volunteers.
That was so funny. He said, "You're having meetings? You can have meetings?"
Our club hasn't stopped. Yeah,
we never stopped.
We were in a park a couple months.
We missed the very first one.
We didn't meet and didn't get together. But from that point on, we didn't stop.
We just went out
and we met outdoors. And
that was fun at Lindo Lake in Lakeside. It was beautiful. Yeah. It was warm. It was really nice.
Yeah. So
didn't you bring pizza that one?
I did.
That was great.
Yeah.
That was fun.
So
it's good time, but
so Lost Lizard is coming
June 15th at Casino Inn on the patio.
6 p.m.
6 o'clock to discuss if you got a business that's interested in running a checkpoint, we can talk about how we can promote your business, what you could do, what's involved with it. We're looking for sponsorship, raffle prizes, anything along those lines. It's off the chain, freedom in the desert. Freedom never stopped in the desert.
We hold a big raffle, and what we do, it's called a bucket raffle. So you put your ticket in the bucket for the prize you want to win.
Right.
So that the four-wheel drive guy doesn't win the dirt bike thing or vice versa. Right. And if anybody out there is thinking of considering donating to us, it's not just off-road vehicle stuff. If you have a restaurant, you want to give us a gift certificate for two for dinner.
Yeah.
If you have a golf course, you want to donate 18 holes.
We have our first business sponsorship already, K&J Termite and Pest Control. They're donating.
A lot of people have houses.
Yeah. Okay, we got to go to.
Yeah, they're donating. I think $500
is their
donation.
You got to go to Ortega Construction.
They just got, is it Ortega or A.M. Ortega?
A.M. Ortega.
A.M. Ortega are in Lakeside. Yeah, yeah, I've seen their business on the
corner. He will throw some money at you. I'd go to El Cajon Ford.
Yeah.
I'd go to Carl Berger Jeep I'd go to every Jeep dealer in town.
Yeah, Jack Powell has been our regular sponsor.
But,
so
I mean, it's okay
Jack
to reach
Powell,
out.
Jeep and Poway.
Bob Baker would do it in Carlsbad. Yeah. What's the one down in Mission Valley?
I'm working on that. I've got the next 2 weeks that I'm going to spend solely on seeking sponsorship for
those
radio.
Those would be good
and
radio
speaking.
Sponsors,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Fingers, see if we can get fingers both. Crossed. We'll have Vase come back out and be a title one. Robert Rosenberg's back in town. I talked to his son, Nick, the other day. Nick Rosenberg, he's the manager of Vase in El Cajon.
Another good one is South Bay. I can't think of the name of it.
They're no longer South Bay Motorsports.
I know
they got bought.
Yeah, but it's a great company. It's a great, great company.
Yeah,
and
I can't remember.
I'll get you the contact information, and I think that would be a good one too, because that's what it takes to. I mean, and remember, what's the whole event for? What's the money for?
Protecting our rights to off road, keeping trails and deserts open. No trails, no sales. You're not going to have anywhere to go and explore with your vehicle. Right. You know, if I couldn't get out and drive, you know, I had a long day at work, somebody made me mad. I get out and I go to the mountains, I explore for a little bit. Right. I go out, run to Julian, clear my mind, and, you know, do a little soul reset and come back. So,
yeah, that's the word recreation, that's recreate.
I think that's what it's all about.
Yes, exactly.
Recreate ourselves.
Right.
Exactly.
And if you have never been to the desert, I'll make you an offer. If you have never been to the desert and you'd like a little 10-cent tour, if you go to SDORC Dirt Radio and you message us and tell us that you would like to do it, but you're concerned, Audrey or Ed will be more than happy to take you on a tour.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Only because that's what they like to do.
Oh, yeah.
Any excuse.
I've got an extra seat in my Jeep, and or if you got a vehicle, I'd love to go out with you. Contact us, info@sdorc.org. Yeah, if you're new to the industry, if you're a newcomer, we're all about getting you out in there and teaching you basically the do's and the don'ts, and what I like to refer to as etiquette, the off-road etiquette of
so important.
The industry and how it goes down, because that's key when you're out on the trail, knowing how to assess a vehicle coming out. And when you're on a narrow trail one way, how are you guys going to be able to get around each other? What's going to happen? Who has the right of way? And how is it going to, because you're literally, they don't want you to go on limited use trails. They want you to back up as far as you have to, as opposed to going off trail and going around something.
I just came up with an awesome idea. And what? This could almost go all the way through to Jeep Inc. That is, with every with every Jeep purchase, there should be a one sheet on etiquette.
On Jeep etiquette.
And they're also on
that's
that
a great
one
idea.
On that one sheet, there should be a Jeep etiquette.
Razor etiquette, side-by-side etiquette.
Yeah, well, no, let's just talk Jeep right now. For Jeeps and then groups that are in the area, like we'd go to all the San Diego County Jeep dealers, give them a sheet, and then have all the groups that the Jeep owners could join.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that comes with every single Jeep.
That would be great.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yes.
Look at the people that you could... Yeah, write that down, old man. So look at the people you could reach... And on that sheet, there could be, instructions, classes. I mean, there's a million things to do, because that's what it's going to take to get the word out. Because I can guarantee you, they sell more than 5 Jeeps in San Diego County a day.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
So, just a thought.
That's a great thought.
And we could include SDORC, Corva, Tierra del Sol. We could include them all, because we don't care.
No.
As long as somebody gets on board and then we can get the dealers to help out. They'll appreciate it.
Yeah.
Because if strangers see you driving around in a Jeep that was bought at a certain dealer, and you go, well, hey, just go down and see so-and-so. We need to build a relationship with our Jeep dealers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Definitely agree.
So Tierra del Sol, a Lost Lizard fun run. When can people start signing up?
It's up. It's live. You can go on our website, www.sdorc.org, and register today. Okay.
And we've had 2 people sign up already. One of our great supporters, Rick Moore, already signed up. Mm-hmm. And I forget the other guy, Gary something.
Baker.
Gary Baker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gary Baker.
So, yeah, go on sdorc.org and see what it's all about.
Yeah, be positive. Don't be reactive. Be proactive.
Yeah, we usually get a few hundred people pre-registering for the event, and then I think the last event we had just under 700 vehicles.
How important is it to
pre-register a few thousand
without
people.
COVID right now? It's
important because we only order so many shirts, and I base my shirt order off of how many pre-registration and entries that we get.
Gotcha.
And I kind of do a guesstimation from there.
So if you want to get a shirt or an event shirt.
You save a lot of time and effort at the event. You show up, you give us your name, and we hand you a bag with your stuff in it.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
really easy.
And you get a goodie bag because you pre-registered, as opposed to if you show up on site, you don't get the little goodie bag with all the extras in
it
for not pre-registered.
And it's got Audrey's cookies in it.
No, I don't.
She makes the best cookies ever.
That's what I heard.
My husband's the baker.
Okay, well, let's put him on the job. We want 30,000 cookies by the
It'll be a good event.
You talk your husband into being the baker?
Yeah.
Girl, you know how to pick him.
I do. He's absolutely amazing.
Yes, he is.
He takes amazing
He's a great
care
guy. We should bring him in sometime.
How come he never comes in?
He's a nice guy. He's a heck of a good Jeep driver.
But he doesn't talk.
And Jeep mechanic.
But he doesn't talk.
He's no, okay. He can talk.
Yeah.
Let's get his little... There's a chair
right
there.
He's
got
a good voice.
I know. I've invited him several times. He doesn't...
It's one thing if you invite him. Maybe if I invite him.
Yeah, since you're
put
now
pressure
a,
on him. Pressure.
Exactly.
Now that I'm a commissioner.
That's right.
Yes, so Commissioner Stoven.
Please refer to me as commissioner.
Audrey, we got to get him a badge. A really big one. We got to get him a badge. It's got to be plastic, but we got to get him a great big badge.
I know exactly what to do.
So again, fun. What's the date? Lost Lizard?
Saturday, November 13th out at Superstition.
And it's just
off
a one-day fun day.
It's a one-day fun day. It'll be a desert cleanup. It'll be, we'll give trophies away for the most desert collected, biggest piece of trash, most unique find. We have our raffle prize.
And
it's a
Saturday,
great adventure.
Right?
It's a Saturday. It's a great adventure around the desert.
It's a big raffle. We give away a lot of stuff. And Boyer's signed up, isn't he?
Yeah.
From the Dave Shelley and Chainsaw.
Oh, yeah, Chris
DSC.
Boyer.
Yeah.
Chris Boyer from the
he
morning
likes to come out
radio show that's on KGB.
Yeah.
FM.
Yeah. If he couldn't, Dave, you were going to be our backup. But we've had him for, I think, the last 10
years.
Like 10 years.
Years.
Hey,
yeah.
If you tell him I'm his backup,
years.
He'll be there.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Look, if you can't get it, if you can't make it, we've got Dave Stahl.
And
you
I'll make it. But here, let me give you my name now.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, because, you know, folks, it's. And again, I can't overemphasize the fact that even if you're not a desert person, you have to support this program.
Yeah.
Because you never know, your kids, your grandkids, because it's not about today, it's about tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? That'd make a great slogan.
It is.
Not about today, it's about tomorrow.
It's about the future.
Put that on a t-shirt. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to SCORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, and this segment is brought to you by Mr. Wiley.
Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc., Chris Wiley. He's here to help you out if you're looking for a loan, if you're looking to refinance your home, maybe get some work done, build that granny flat for your parents to come and live with you. Who knows what, you know, give him a call. Chris Wiley, Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc., 619-722-1303.
Cool.
Rates are super low, and they're going to be going up any minute now.
I know, just along
if
with everything else.
If you're thinking about it,
well,
this is the time
that,
to get that loan.
I mean, San Diego County just did that multi-dwelling or adding a dwelling onto your property.
Yeah,
and
ADU.
And, yep, uh-huh.
Accelerated dwelling unit.
Yeah, they're really pushing for it. So you can get that extra renter. You can help pay your mortgage.
And if you need, and he's the expert. You know, don't do anything on your own. Go to the expert.
Yeah, Chris Wiley.
Because I went to him. I went to him for a refi. Because I figured that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I'd get a buggy.
Yeah.
And he said no.
I know. We were talking about
it. What do you mean no? He goes, no. You've been doing really well. You've been overpaying every month. So, now, it would be beneficial if you just stay what you're doing. Well,
quit overpaying and get that damn Tatum.
Where am I going to get my Jeep?
So he's good with the calculator.
Find another way, he said.
I would personally prefer you get a Tatum car.
Well, I don't want a Tatum. I want a Polaris turbo 1000cc Maverick.
Oh, the Mavericks or Can-Am?
No, that's a Can-Am.
Or Can-Am, I'm sorry. The two-seater? Yeah.
That's the badass one.
I know.
That's the one you will turn the desert upside down.
Oh, I did. I almost turned it upside down at KSI
lot. No, sorry.
Oh,
yeah. That's you upside down.
Yeah, that's me upside down. So, all right. So, going back to it, you need to join SDORC.org. Just go there. It's $25 a year.
Become a member. Need some more membership. We used to have thousands of members back when you were talking about when they sold side by sides, when they sold dirt bikes. You know, back in the day, Motorsports, North County Yamaha. We had deals with them where they gave out
and
a
Motor
membership
World
for each
also.
Of them. Yeah,
Motor World. Every sale they made, we need to fire that.
We need to fire that.
Yeah, we definitely need to get that back going because you know our membership is lacking right now, and we are a membership organization. We're of all volunteers. The majority of our fundraising comes from the Lost Lizard and comes from our members. Right. You know, we all donate our time, we donate our own money, we donate our own efforts.
So when's the meeting at CI? Next Tuesday,
June 15th, Casino Inn will be our next meeting. We'll be talking the Lost Lizard.
6 p.m. On the patio.
Yep. And
so not this coming Tuesday, week from this coming Tuesday.
No, a week from this coming Tuesday.
9 days, yeah.
And then I am debating on whether or not I'm going to run up to this fundraiser. Friends of Oceano Dunes is hosting their annual barbecue fundraiser. It's going to be at Clovis rodeo grounds on Saturday, July 24th, and you can buy a table right now. Jared McLeod just bought his table. Mike McGarity just bought theirs, and they invited us to come up for it. It depends on the size of the table that you're looking at doing, but it says, you've been asking, and here it is. The Friends of Oceana Dunes Barbecue is back and bigger than ever. Join us July 24th at the Clovis Rodeo Grounds for your favorite barbecue meats and sides, the Tiki Bar, dessert auction, live and silent auctions, opportunity drawings, and an evening full of fun. Thank you, Clawson Motorsports, for being our event sponsor. Clawson will be setting up a mobile showroom to bring the latest and greatest vehicles for us to see.
What about a SDORC dirt radio table?
That's what I was thinking. So it's $50 per person or $480 for a table of 10. If you're not a member, consider becoming one and join us for this special event.
All right.
Scan the QR code on the flyer and you can sign purchase it up. Your ticket.
So remember my pilot friend me to the Cleveland National Forest?
Yeah.
We should see if maybe he could fly you up there.
That would be amazing.
You don't fly? Is it that
far?
Well,
it's about Fresno. It's Clovis end of Fresno.
It's like an 8-hour drive.
Rodeo. So it's about an 8-hour drive each way. Yeah. I was thinking I'd go for the weekend, rent a hotel, and go for the weekend and ride up there.
Yeah, my friend's a pilot, and his boys are trying to gain hours.
Oh, it'd be
great. You know, to become pilots.
I will pay for the fuel if they'll fly me up there and pick me up.
That's all they want is fuel money.
I will pay for the fuel money.
You ought to go, too.
Yeah.
Maybe I can go. Sounds like fun.
Maybe how big a plane?
It's a 4-seater.
But if you want to get a table.
Yeah.
And then if you want.
Well, we go sit at someone else's table. We don't need to bring a whole thing.
Well, they just bought a table. So hopefully we'll see.
We'll tell them we're coming and they'll fit us in.
Why don't we get a table?
Yes.
The only thing we have to kick for is a banner.
Yes.
You know, so they know.
And then,
like I said, we'll pay for the table.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you can do is you can let it out to all the San Diego SDORC people if they would like. You know, mm-hmm. We'll be more than happy to hook them up.
Yeah, that would be great.
It'd be good for us. It'd be good for the radio show. It'd be good for exposure. Since I sent you that podcast list, I mean, we're on every freaking podcast on the planet.
Yes, I'm so excited about that.
And we're on everywhere, so I mean, we might as well. And anybody can listen to us around the world.
Did they upload all of our old shows onto the podcast? Awesome. Yeah. That's such good news. The other day when I was looking, it wasn't there, so I'm glad to hear that.
If you go to KCBQ.com or TheAnswer.com.
Yep, and iHeartRadio.
Hit podcast, local podcast, and then scroll down and you'll see SDORC.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Salem.
Heated week last week all about that.
Thank you, Salem Medium Group.
Yeah. So
appreciate it.
But I'm just saying, I think we as a radio show, we need to, you know, be more involved in these different organizations, and we need to get our other organizations more involved in the show. You know, even if we sold, you know, like 15-minute segments just to each group, you know, once a month maybe. Not every week, but like once a month.
Yeah.
And that way they would give them an opportunity to have their guests and their clubs. So we'll get together and we'll talk about it.
Okay. Sounds great.
Yeah. So
plan that out.
But you know,
pretty good. We definitely need it. We agreed for the next 6 months of radio. So SDORC signed. Yeah, we signed for the next year.
I
know.
Dave's neck on the chopping block.
Hey, wouldn't be the first time.
We're here with you whether you like it or not.
Well,
you got me.
This is such an important show.
It's important.
Because the more, you know, we get the word out and the more we get more people involved. And, you know, I'm hoping that between this and KUSI, the Lost Lizard run is going to be off the charts.
That's what I'm hoping for,
and that's
too.
What we need, because
bigger
I'm telling you, folks,
ever,
we lost Cajon Speedway. We lost Carlsbad Raceway. We're losing all these different venues, and I know it's a racetrack, but it's no different than the desert, because once they put the big sign that says you can't come, guess what? Turning that back around, and you know better than anybody, Ed, how
it's
difficult
a monumental
is it?
Task.
It's monumental.
It's literally an act of Congress.
That's right. And you're
and I don't have a federal
lobbyist. Your success rate is 2%
if that.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this year. I'm really excited about next year, because I think things are going to finally get back to some form of normalcy. And with all of the side-by-sides and all the off-road vehicles that have been sold out there, we got thousands of new members that just need to be touched.
Yep. Yeah, I agree.
All right, I'm excited.
100%. Yeah. I'm excited. Me too. Me too. All the more reason, become a member, sign up. You know, we have legislation that we could be talking about today that we needed to, you know, probably follow up and reach base on. I know Jones's bill passed, I believe AB 232 also passed.
AB 3232, that's our bill,
that's
passed
our bill,
out of assembly.
Bill.
So that's going to the Senate.
And what is that? Just a quick synopsis of what that one is.
That's the bill that says that if your state does not recognize California's off-road vehicle registrations, then California does not recognize your state's registrations.
Gotcha.
That's just a pain in the butt that a couple of states have done. SB 227, Brian Jones' bill to allow racing motorcycles to continue to be registered and used on public land.
As a red sticker.
That's the red sticker bill. That bill passed out of the Senate pretty good, and that's heading to the Assembly to go through. What's interesting, the two Carnegie bills, SB 799, which is the Senate bill by Glazier, and then AB 1512 by Assemblywoman Rebecca Bauer-Kahn. So those bills are almost the same. What's funny about AB 1512, oh, by the way, these bills will intend to have the state sell part of Carnegie Off-Road Vehicle Park, sell off the new acquisition land that they bought 22 years ago.
At a reduced rate.
At a grossly undervalued rate.
Super low rate. So 1512 is what's known as a gut and amend. That means the bill was introduced at the beginning of the session with entirely different language. All that language was taken out. And the same language that's in SB 799 was put in the bill. So it's a gut and amend, and that's kind of a dirty trick.
I saw Kathy's email on Wednesday for the budget committee hearing for the entire state of California budget.
I tried.
I spent 2 hours from 4 to 6 I was on and listening and trying to wait for public comments. And then I had to be somewhere at 6 and I couldn't partake any further.
It was so
hard.
So the assembly makes the state a state budget proposal, then that goes to the governor and they negotiate on it. So in that proposal was a $9 million amount of money to be used to buy this property. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you saw this, Audrey, that SB 799 was held by the author, held by Glazier. So he pulled that bill out of contention. So it's not moving. Now this year is the first year in a 2-year legislative session. I don't know if people understand that, but there's 2 years. So this bill is being held. It can come back next year.
All right.
Hopefully it doesn't. Fingers crossed, but
hey,
we got
folks,
our eyes on it.
That's right. Hope you all enjoy STORC Dirt Radio. Don't forget to go to STORCDirtRadio.com. You can listen. Well, the podcasts are there, I think, but they're also at
STORC.org.
Yeah. So check it all out. Join the club. We'll talk to you next week right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.